Welcome back to, yeah, that's a Pepper Thing. First up, we've got Harrison wrapping his Dr. Pepper in a tiny quilt so it feels at home. Oh, how tender. That's a Pepper Thing! And over to Becca, who's whispering affirmations to her can.
You're sweet. You're unique. You're the best thing I ever poured over ice.
She swears it makes it taste better. It's not a science thing, but it's a Pepper Thing! Why do they all do it? All for that sweet, delicious, truly one-of-a-kind taste of Dr. Pepper. It's a Pepper Thing!
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. It's Ellen Butler filling in for Shane Beattie this morning. It's Monday the 11th of May. I hope you're well. Coming up.
This operation is an unprecedented operation. I want to thank to the WHO, to the ECDC, to all the administrations, all the countries that are involved. This operation requires the cooperation of 23 countries.
Two Irish women return home after a hantavirus outbreak on board a cruise ship. And new research finds just 3% of Irish people cycle every day. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, ambulance workers belonging to SIP2 and Unite are taking industrial action today. That they're in a dispute with management because recommendations on their pay haven't been introduced. Today's work to rule will be followed by 24 hours of strike action tomorrow and a further 2 days the following week. SIP2 ambulance sector organiser John McCamley says their members have upskilled, which should be reflected in more pay.
Their members should be awarded enhanced pay scales based on the work they've undertaken over the last 15 years in changing the service from primary a patient transport service to a pre-care service where patients are treated either on the scene or in the back of the ambulance.
The HSE has a contingency plan in place to prioritise patient safety and minimise disruption due to that industrial action by the National Ambulance Service. It says all other health services are operating as normal, and if there is any change to planned care, the person will be contacted. During the action, people should contact 999 or 112 as normal if someone is experiencing a life-threatening illness or injury. And it says priority will be given to patients facing cardiac or respiratory arrest and those experiencing serious trauma from road crashes. Two Irish women have been flown home from Tenerife after a hantavirus outbreak on board a cruise ship. An Irish Air Corps flight landed at Baldonnell in Dublin last night with the women and HSE medical staff on board. The women will now isolate at a HSE facility as a precaution. No passengers on the MV Honduras were showing any symptoms when the ship arrived in Tenerife yesterday. Thomas Hoffman, head of emergency response at the European Centre for Disease Prevention and Control, says the risk to the public remains very low.
Public health people and all the workers in the port, like WHO, also ECDC has assessed the risk at the lowest level, also for Tenerife, because we really understand that the hantavirus is not like easily spreading from human to humans.
Many local businesses have been left devastated by a major fire in Waterford City. The cause of the blaze at the former jute factory site in Tyker is not yet known after it broke out at a business park on Saturday night. No one was injured in the fire, but one of the firms affected includes the Waterford Centre of Music. And former Waterford City Mayor Jody Power describes the impact of the fire.
It was a really tragedy for the city because not only are we losing about 300 people out of work or whatever and all the associated work that goes with it, but the factory itself has been in the city, part of the old industrial complex is in the city, going with Waterford Crystal for over 40, 50 years. So this complex was broken up into many industrial estate with many, many businesses associated with it.
Keir Starmer says he'll set out the path ahead for his party later, despite facing the threat of a leadership challenge. The British Prime Minister is making a major speech today after disastrous election results last week. And one of his MPs, Catherine West, says she will begin the process of trying to oust him today. She says the cabinet is sitting on its hands.
That level of inertia in the face of the election defeat that we saw on Thursday is a disgrace. Working people sent us a message on Thursday. We have to listen to that and we have to change.
A ban on plastic bin bags comes into force in Dublin's north inner city today. Phase two of the plan to rid the capital of rubbish sacks left out on the footpath for collection includes 110 streets north of the Liffey. Instead, residents and businesses will have to use council waste compactors or organise door-to-door collections with their bin company. And Derek Kelly from Dublin City Council says they'll start handing out fines for non-compliance by the end of the month.
We'll probably give a little bit of a phase-in period over the course of about 2 weeks. Look, everybody knows this was coming. It's been well advertised. The businesses on the north side have been really anxious to get this into their area. They've seen the benefits on the south side. Some of them would have premises over there, and they really have been screaming at us to do this. So we have our litter wardens going around talking to the various premises.
Meanwhile, a Dublin woman diagnosed with high blood pressure is urging people to get checked after new research found the condition is often going undiagnosed. 71-year-old Rebecca Fitzsimons from Clontarf said she had no symptoms before getting tested. Research from Trinity College Dublin shows around 445,000 adults over 50 are not being properly diagnosed or treated. And the Irish Heart Foundation's Janice Morrissey says high blood pressure is a silent killer linked to heart attack, stroke and dementia.
So the only way that we know if we have high blood pressure is to go and get it checked with a health professional. And we're concerned about high blood pressure causing silent damage to your heart, but also other organs as well. So it can increase our chances of heart attack and stroke, but also conditions like dementia, kidney disease, or even some forms of blindness.
Tea lovers are being warned global warming is changing the way our tea tastes. A report by Christian Aid says rising temperatures and worsening weather extremes are starting to make it taste more bitter. Dominic Nutt is a climate change expert at the charity and says this will have a devastating impact on growers.
We've spoken to farmers who say they see the quality of their tea dropping. So the prices they're getting is being driven down. That means they can't send their children to school if they have to pay. It means they can't kind of buy health for their family. And therefore, their local economy is being affected.
Netflix drama Adolescence was one of the big winners at last night's BAFTA TV Awards, picking up awards for Best Limited Drama, Best Leading Actor, Best Supporting Actor and Best Supporting Actress. While Amanda Land won the Scripted Comedy Award, Irish actress Philippa Dunn missed out on a separate award for Actress in a Comedy for her role as Becca in the series, but she beat co-star Lucy Punch to the punchline while announcing the prizes.
I play Amanda and the show is called Amanda Land, and well, there's no Anne in Amanda Land. Actually, there's two, Anne, and there's only one Amanda, so actually, when you think about it,
yes.
It's,
okay, Anne.
Philippa.
Yes, yes.
And finally to sport, Arsenal's Premier League destiny is firmly back in their own hands after a heart-stopping London derby yesterday. They beat West Ham 1-0 at London Stadium, but only after a long VAR review chalked off a would-be Callum Wilson equaliser in stoppage time. The review picked out a foul on Gunners keeper David Raya. Arsenal are 5 points clear at the top with two games remaining, and boss Mikel Arteta was a relieved man.
In my opinion, it's very clear. If I was in the other side, I would do the same. I think I was very clear in Madrid with certain action that we got punished as well, because there are the rules and we ask for consistency within those rules. So, yeah, very pleased because that was a big game to win.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.